Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today, my UCM partners, my radio family, as we conclude a message I've entitled, Are You Going Through a Plowing Time? We've been talking about the principle of seed and harvest, and God uses, if you will, the plow of His Word, the experiences we go through, the trials, the troubles. It accomplishes a purpose to dig deep in our lives. When the Holy Spirit works in our lives, He is that plowing process, if you will, is necessary because there cannot be a harvest until the operation of the plowing is done. And many times that plow of God's divine purpose cuts very deeply in our lives. It overturns our plans, the things that we had hoped to see, sometimes disappointments, the things we had hoped to come to pass and they didn't. And that can be a very painful process, but the purpose of it is to bring us to a place that we are utterly and totally yielded to the plan of God for our lives, as Jesus was. He said, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, where we can say, Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. And the purpose of God's plowing is that He has one purpose in mind, is that He can sow the Word of God. Remember, He said in Jeremiah, I'm going to put my law in their hearts. He's sown the Word in our hearts when we first got saved. And that Word of God will bring forth an abundant harvest as we continue to walk and seek the Lord, reading His Word, seeking to understand His ways, His principles. And so God loves us, and the wonderful thing about it, we're not alone in this process. The Holy Spirit is with us. Beloved, He knows all about you. He cares about you. Jesus said in Matthew, the 10th chapter, that the very hairs of your head are all numbered. He loves us so much. He wants us to know that the things that happen to us, He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And when He said, the very hairs of our head are all numbered, I want you to notice that He just didn't say they were counted. He said they were numbered. And what does He say in verse 29? He says, Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. What is He saying there? That means, beloved, more than just that, well, God knows about a sparrow that falls. It means God is with that little sparrow when it has fallen. He loves His creation. He loves that which is the work of His hands. He created the animals first, the fish, the fowl, the beasts of the field. They're all His. He knows intimately about them. When they hunger, He feeds them. Talks about that in Psalms. And so it is with us in an even greater measure. You know, we might fall, but we're not down and out. We are of great value to Him, more than many, many sparrows. And so we've been talking about harvest. Well, there's three types of harvest, if you will. There's the harvest that is past. Let me read a passage in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start reading a verse 18. And of course, He was talking about God's anger, and Jeremiah would weep for his people. And he said, When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Verse 19, Behold, the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven image and with their strange vanities? Verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Oh, how sad this is, beloved, how very sad for those who fail to hearken to the call of the harvest. It is a harvest past. What does that speak of? It speaks of lost opportunities. But you know, beloved, we can't stay there with regret. We have to move on, ask the Lord's repentance, and move on to the present harvest. That's the other type of harvest. Matthew 9, 37 and 38 says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Beloved, that's where you and I are right now, in a very present harvest, an ongoing harvest that is happening right now. And actually, that present harvest, as long as we have breath in our body until the end of the age. And then there's a third type of harvest. It's called the future harvest. Matthew 13:39 puts it like this, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. That's when God is going to call his elect from the far corners of the earth to heaven, and it'll be the end of all things, when time will cease and the judgment will come, the great white throne judgment. Those who have not accepted Jesus, those, you know, the lambs will be separated, the sheep will be separated from the goats, and at that point in time, then that is where the wheat and the chaff are going to be separated. Jesus is calling to us, beloved. He's saying, come and rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And see, he saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt. Remember the disciples? They wanted to see, where do you dwell, Lord? And he abode with them that day. Beloved, this is the day, this present day, this present harvest that the Lord hath made, and he wants us to be glad and to rejoice in it. Whatever we have need of, he has already provided for us. Oh, beloved, are you hungering? Are you thirsting after righteousness? He said, him that is athirst, let him come and drink. John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let him come and drink freely of the waters of life. He invites us, if we're hungering. He said in John 21:12, come and dine. That's what he said. You know, come, he fixed a wonderful breakfast on the shore, and he said, come and dine, praise God. And in Mark chapter 10, verse 21, he also said, along with that provision, along with the meeting of our needs, he says to take up our cross and follow him. While he has given us everything, great and manifold promises to meet the needs of our present life, yet there are tribulations, there is a denying of self. And that's what Jesus said, to take up our cross. He said, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Do you see the balance, the discipline? He compares us to a bride, a beloved bride, and yet we are warriors. And he said we are to be busy about the work of the kingdom, be busy with the work that he's called us to do, which are to be reapers of the harvest of that good word that is being planted. Thank God for the times in which we're living. It's not just all personal effort, beloved. It's the wonderful ministries that God has raised up on television, on radio, and in the great evangelistic efforts that are taking place across the world. In Mark 6:31, Jesus said, come and rest a while. If you're tired, Jesus wants to refresh you, beloved. In closing, let's look at a few verses found in Isaiah, the 28th chapter, and I'm going to start reading actually at verse 23. The prophet says, "Give ye ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Doth the plowman plow all day to sow? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof," listen, does he, there's a time, there's first he plows it, "doth he not cast abroad the finches and scatter the cumin and cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place?" In other words, he's planting the various seeds that he desires to bring forth a harvest. He's talking about that natural work that a farmer would do. Why? Because his God, verse 26, doth instruct him to discretion, in other words, to act properly, and doth teach him. For the finches are not threshed with a threshing instrument. Listen to this. There's a certain way of harvesting the various seed. Neither is a cart wheel turned upon the cumin, but finches are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. In other words, God knows how to work. Sometimes it's with firmness. Other times it's with loving kindness. He knows how to deal with the hearts of men. And so as we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, grasping and laying hold of the discernment he gives how to minister to that tender seed which is sprouted, we will be laborers, co-laborers with him in his harvest. What a beautiful privilege he has given us after we've experienced his plowing to bear forth fruit for him, to be workers with him in this great harvest that is being prepared for the very final harvest, which is the end of the age. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you. I pray for you every day that you can bring forth much fruit unto God's glory and for the glory of the name of Jesus. I love you, and if you are going through a plowing time right now and you need the support of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information, and know that I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing, encouragement to your heart. I love you, pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.